story, we should make one thing also clear, maybe in the second chapter, at least the beginning, that trying to show this, the vision of the author, that, you know, there are these darkness things, these people trying to get us into war, fighting each other for them and their political agendas and money and all of that. But then there are we, the common people, the majority, the masses, who are different. We just want to have a nice time and help each other a little bit, leave each other alone if that's the best, or, you know. And we have countries, places on this earth which are like hell. People are angry, disturbed, selfish, just, you know, stealing and taking, and I want, well, maybe for my family because we are poor, but and there are others who are greedy and have taken what you deserve. So there are places like that, big mess. But then there are up north some places where not only there is money and wealth can make you spoiled and, yes, selfish and greedy. But there's something else to it, and that's the people you find living there are of a different nature. They want to share. They like teamwork. They, you know, they like to do things sustainable and wisely. And maybe that's because they can afford it and they have had time to learn it, because they haven't had to struggle hard for existence. Now maybe they will have to do that, but then they realize that we should still live like this, and this is what I call dharmic. So, and this is what it becomes, it's about, you know, the consciousness. So we show them this is really what it's about, and even these political experts are saying the same thing. It's about consciousness. It's not about money and power of things, land, nation borders, weapons. It's about consciousness, even if you want to just have power and control the whole world. You do it by controlling the consciousness of people. They do all the work, they keep each other in control. You just give the direction, the knowledge, the reality that they live in. So again, this should be established soon in this story, that we have these. Both sides understand it's about consciousness. So that's the first lesson. Since some people here don't believe in consciousness or whatever, that's a good thing to establish. But then these two, yes, the world is in our consciousness, and if you're powerful, you can shape that world, build that world in our minds. But then the question is it the real world? Is it a functional world? Or is it your world that you just came up with because it serves your purposes? That kind of thing.